Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm David Ash, and here's what's happening. Multiple residents at an Upper Darby apartment complex have been displaced this weekend after a large fire. KYW's Antoinette Lee has more.
The flames broke out around 9 p.m. Saturday evening at the Lanark Place Apartments on Township Line Road. Upper Darby firefighters rescued several people from the apartment complex. No one was fatally injured. Red Cross officials were on site helping residents as at least nine apartment units were affected by the fire and blocked off by licenses and inspection. Any affected residents may call the Red Cross disaster line for more information and assistance. No word yet on how the fire began as the incident is still under investigation. Antoinette Lee, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
SEPTA officials are investigating when a train carrying about 100 passengers derailed on the Market Frankford line late Saturday night. A spokesperson says the standard six-car train was traveling eastbound between 2nd Street and Spring Garden stations when the third car derailed. No one was injured, and SEPTA officials say all passengers were safely evacuated. Crews performed track repairs and safety inspections after the incident, and regular service was restored around 10 a.m. Sunday. No word yet on what caused the derailment. The SEPTA System Safety Division is still investigating, and the NTSB has been notified per protocol. It would be illegal for foreign entities to own farmland in New Jersey under a bill being considered in Trenton. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty spoke with the bill sponsor.
Food security is national security, and that's the thought process behind State Senator Doug Steinhardt's bill.
You know, I'm not here with a tinfoil hat on, you know, yelling that the sky's falling and that there's some doomsday scenario at play. I think it's much more proactive than that.
Steinhardt says we must keep local farms locally owned. He says China has been buying up land in other states, sometimes in sensitive locations near military installations.
To the extent that we can focus on our local farm industry, to the extent that we can prop up our farm families, whether it's in South Jersey or North Jersey where I'm from, I think we have an affirmative obligation to try to do that.
He says his colleagues in the assembly are considering adding a provision on preventing foreigners from owning woodland areas as well, and he cited the Joint Base and its proximity to the Pinelands as a key reason for that. This bill was recently introduced and needs to pass votes in the Senate and Assembly before it can become law. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Ridley High and University of Pennsylvania product who spent several years playing offensive line for the Kansas City Chiefs takes a look at Super Bowl 57. KYW's Matt Leon has more.
Joe Valerio was a star for the Quakers before being drafted by the Chiefs in the second round in 1991, and he played in Kansas City with the likes of Joe Montana. He's been back in this area for a while now, but still covers the Chiefs as part of the popular Believe in Chiefs podcast. As a former offensive lineman, he is very interested in what both teams bring to the table along their offensive fronts.
Probably the top two offensive lines in the NFL. I think the Eagles might have a slight edge from tackle to tackle in the way that they've consistently played this year. But nonetheless, a mauling type offensive line that has a passion about protecting their quarterback and does a really good job of controlling the line of scrimmage for the most part in Kansas City for the Eagles all the time. I think this offensive line, I believe they're the best offensive line in the NFL.
And when it comes to the quarterback position, Valerio says Patrick Mahomes is magic for the Chiefs, but he actually gives the Eagles a slight edge at the position because of what Jalen Hurts can do running the football. Matt Leon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.